Culture.
Book Review. Life in America. Originalist to the Core. The Year of Living Constitutionally by A.J. Jacobs.
Should the Constitution be interpreted as it was understood at ratification in 1788? Just a few decades old, the theory of originalism is in vogue on America's conservative Supreme Court, influencing rulings on abortion, gun rights, environmental regulation, and the separation of church and state. A.J. Jacobs, an editor-at-large for Esquire magazine, decided to live as the Founding Fathers supposedly wanted Americans to. For a year, he would walk the walk and talk the talk and eat the mutton and read the Cicero. Mr. Jacobs characterizes his previous book, The Year of Living Biblically, published in 2007, in which he tossed pebbles at an adulterer in Central Park, as by turns absurd and enlightening. His new book could be described that way too. He buys muskets, curls up with Benjamin Franklin's Pennsylvania Gazette, and writes with a goose quill. But his Quarter of a Millennium Time Warp also explores features of the early republic that cast doubt on the self-styled originalism of conservative judges, while highlighting others that 21st century Americans might want to emulate. Democracy used to be sweeter, with cake and rum punch enlivening election day. It was more vocal, too. Mr. Jacobs startles election workers by voting the way the founders did, aloud. Announcing his vote was a liberating departure from keeping his ballot private, as if it's a case of hemorrhoids, he writes. He befriends and then joins a regiment of Revolutionary War reenactors in New Jersey, noticing that Article 1 of the Constitution empowers Congress to give anyone a letter of marque, essentially a permit to be a pirate for the United States. Mr. Jacobs petitions a congressman for one. Mr. Jacobs enlists the guidance of legal scholars. Akhil Reed Amar of Yale University explains that an unwritten constitution sits astride its 4,543 words. For example, although Article 1 lists raising an army and navy among Congress's powers, it never mentions an air force. Originalists have debated among themselves whether America's air force is unconstitutional. One domain today's originalists see differently from the founders is free speech, explains Judd Campbell of Stanford University. In the 18th and 19th centuries, no one thought the First Amendment shielded citizens from being punished for profanity, swearing, or blasphemy. Yet today, all this and much more is protected, including some kinds of unlimited campaign spending and the right not to design a cake or website celebrating gay marriage. Mr. Jacobs' most instructive, if quixotic, project is a campaign to amend Article 2, which sets out the president's powers. America's chief executive is far too powerful, he contends. Whereas George Washington issued just 8 executive orders, Barack Obama issued 276, and Donald Trump issued 220 in a single term. Mr. Jacobs discovers that the founders were conflicted about whether a single person or a small committee should fulfill the duties of the presidency. Some worried a single president would be the fetus of monarchy, exactly the scourge the colonists thought they were leaving behind. That fetus, Mr. Jacobs notices, has grown into a toddler, maybe even a tween, so why not give a multi-person presidency another try? He drafts a 28th amendment, adding 2 more presidents. He acknowledges that the odds are against him. The Constitution's last change came in 1992, and proposed amendments have failed at a rate of 99.74%. But his gesture is a reminder that the Constitution was not meant to be carved in stone for all time.